Welcome back, everybody. It's Saturday morning, and we're the Grilling Guys. I'm Randy, here with Barbecue Bob.
Good morning.
And Michael.
Yes.
You're on 107.3 WBBL. We're coming back. We've got some guests on this segment. Rick Van Ord from Port 72 Meats. He's going to help us with a little bit of Irish lamb and talk to us about how to choose lamb, how to prepare it, get it ready to cook, and all of that. We've got a little segment here on Michigan Irish, all the things that are Irish that are going on. And we're going to go now to Rick. Are you there?
Yes, good morning.
Hey, Rick, how you doing? This is Bob.
Hey, Bob.
Last time I saw you, we were grinding sausage up out at Zager's, and we had a heck of a night. You impressed the crowd that night with your sausage skills, and I'll just leave it at that.
Well, good. It's always fun to help out, and we all learn together.
So you own Port 72 Fresh Market. Tell me where that is.
We are located in Hudsonville, actually, on Port Sheldon Street and 72nd.
And that's Hooterville, if you're from Ottawa County.
Ottawa County, yes, it is.
So we are talking all things Irish this morning. And we needed an expert on lamb chops and maybe some lollipop chops. What do you have for expertise for us? What can you tell us about what we should be looking for when we want to go buy some lamb chops?
Right. One real nice thing would be, it's called a chine bone off lamb chop, like you call it a lollipop or a cowboy chop. And it still has the bone on, which is a nice handle, but the rest is pure meat, pure lamb loin on there. And there's so many different varieties, the Australian and New Zealand. I'm a pretty big fan of local lamb, American lamb. It's a little sweeter, not quite as gamier as maybe some overseas lamb, but good choice. It's very tender, very sweet.
So what would we look for, and you know, if we're standing at your counter, what are the characteristics of a good lolly chop that we're going to want?
Oh, you do need a little marbling with it. Lean is also good. It's good for the health, of course, but... Well, I just love a little marble through there in the meat so you get that nice tender lamb chop. Cooks up a little better, a little easier to cook, less chance of overcooking it when it's not quite as lean. That's kind of what I look for in a lamb chop.
Hey, Rick, if I'm standing at your meat counter and I've got a family of four that I want to feed these things, well, how many of these lamb chops should I plan on buying for my family if it's my wife and I and maybe a teenager that can eat me out of house and home and a daughter? You know, a typical family, what's that look like?
Exactly. I think you really need about a nice eight of them. I think the teenager could probably down four or five, but, you know, lamb is not the cheapest protein out there, but I think you could get away with nice eight lollipop chops.
So speaking of that, what does a lollipop chop cost? I can say that three times fast. What's the price per pound on something like that typically?
Oh, boy. You caught me on that one. It can be a little pricey in the $12 range, shall we say.
But this is actually the loin, right? I mean, this is the premier cut of the lamb, and there's not a lot of it on a lamb because they're small. They're lambs, right?
Right.
So when I get them home, do I do anything with them? Are they going to come trimmed from your shop ready to cook?
Trimmed, ready to go. We'll call them ready to cook. You shouldn't have to trim them, anything to them. I'm a big fan of a little rosemary on lamb is always good, a little thyme. Just a light rub seasoning, maybe an olive oil rub on them with some of that spice, and boy, you're good to go. Very easy.
We're talking here to Rick Van Ord from Port 72 Meats, trying to get you ready for St. Patrick's Day with some advice on cooking lamb. And Rick, you hear a lot of people that are scared off by cooking lamb. It's too gamey or it's too temperamental. It doesn't have the same forgiveness that beef or pork necessarily does. What's the best tip you can give to somebody who wouldn't necessarily work with that particular piece of meat very often?
Grill it like beef. If you love your beef medium rare, same thing. Not very long, not much time on the grill. Example, if you have a nice 1-inch chop, you're looking at only about 6 minutes aside. Flipper once, and very easy. Don't be scared of it.
Hey, Rick, if I don't want to spend $12 a pound to feed my family, are there other cuts of the lamb that would I could grill that would turn out good?
Actually, yes. Lamb shank also, being a small animal, lamb shanks and lamb are not tough at all. You know, you're talking a little half the price of what the chop would be, and very lean again, too. However, they do cook up very tender. Not a lot of weight on those lamb legs as they're running around. So very, very tender. And the shoulder chops as well. A little less, same thing, economical, but very tender.
So the shank is the part of the leg maybe below the shoulder. Is that right, or is it
correct.
A back?
Correct. Both below the shoulder.
Okay. So there's not a lot of meat on one, but what's there is tender, and it cooks up great.
Very good, yes.
Well, super, Rick. Hey, thanks a lot for making time for us. We're talking to Rick Van Oort of Port 72 Meats, and we appreciate your input, Rick, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Great. Thanks, guys. Have a super Irish weekend.
All right. You too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
If you're just tuning in, it's the Grilling Guys, 107.3 WBBL. It's Saturday morning. Fire up your grill. We just got done talking with Rick Van Oort out at Port 72 Meats. And he was helping us out with how to choose a piece of lamb. You know, lamb's a piece of meat that we don't eat a lot of. It's traditional Irish food, so we thought we'd talk a little bit about it. Now, Rick gave us somewhat of a recipe, but I tell you what, I got a buddy that's a corporate chef out at Bissell. His name is Andrew Smith. Great guy. Was in the restaurant for a long time before he got out there and doing the corporate gig. But Andrew had a recipe, Bob, you mentioned that they were called lolly chops. And what it is that lamb chop, but the secret is marinating these lamb chops. And what it is you buy enough. I'll just use the experience I had. The last time I did these, I was with seven other guys. We were going on a golf trip. So I went and got 10 pounds of lamb chops, which these things are about the size of maybe a golf ball with a little bone sticking off them. They're just real itty-bitty little two- or three-bite deals. But what Andrew told me to do is 2 days before we were going to eat them, I put them in a large plastic kind of Tupperware container, and I covered it with rosemary and some real whole garlic cloves, and then covered it all with olive oil and let them soak in there for 2 days. And we put them in the fridge, so it kind of got a little gelatinous over the 2 days when it got cold. But when we warmed those things back up and drained the oil off them, then put them on a hot grill, and like Rick just told us, you know, 3 to 5 minutes on each side. You eat those things medium rare. My idea was to serve all the guys just a couple of those as an appetizer before dinner. Turns out we grilled the whole 10 pounds at that time. I mean, it was they're just that good. Really easy recipe. Again, just marinate these things for 2 days. Olive oil, rosemary, whole garlic cloves. Put a little cracked pepper and some sea salt on them right before you grill them. Unbelievable.
The only other luck that I've had with lamb, and it's not at all remotely even kind of Irish because it's an Armenian recipe, it involves a lot of red wine. A lot of red wine and garlic. You cube it up and then grill it shish kebab style. It'll do nothing for your St. Patrick's Day, but it will idiot-proof lamb. The acids and the tannins in the wine get in there and bang.
Awesome. I mean, you know, that's the cool part about this is that you know, while we're thinking about St. Paddy's Day and the Irish because it's coming up on Thursday, there's a lot of different ways we can put stuff together. I got to share this lamb story with you guys because I've got it. Speaking of different ways, I've got a very good friend grew up with, and he married a Greek lady. And during Greek Easter, they always serve a lamb. Well, as tradition goes in their household is they buy a live lamb. And they're going to butcher the lamb themselves just to make sure it's absolutely fresh. They're going to roast the whole thing. And a couple of years ago, they go get the lambs at the market from the farmer, rather, and bring them home. And one of them gets out of the truck, and it starts running around the neighborhood, okay? And this guy lives in a neighborhood, a subdivision, typical, where there's, you know, houses all over. And this lamb is running around, and they're chasing it for like an hour and a half. Can't catch it. Just cannot get a hold of this lamb. Well, my buddy Kevin is a hunter. So he's got this dilemma on his hands because what are we going to do? Anytime they got close to the lamb, it would run away. They couldn't get it. So as a good hunter would do, he goes and gets his bow, knocks up an arrow, starts running around the neighborhood, misses twice. Okay, this little thing juked him. Kevin's a pretty good shot, but the thing juked him twice. Finally, he sticks an arrow in this lamb, knocks it down, comes home, and they butcher the lamb. But can you just imagine, Bob, somebody running around the neighborhood with a bow, all the little kids in the neighborhood being freaked out, man. It had to be just quite a sight.
Yeah, that's worse than the guy in his Speedo running through my friend's backyard.
Yeah, exactly. At least he was running towards the pool.
Sounds like it could be any one of my family reunions. I got about 18 different cousins, any one of which could do that on any given holiday. It wouldn't surprise anybody at all. That's fantastic.
Yeah, it's an absolute true story. It happened, and his father-in-law can't speak much English, so he was yelling at him in Greek to go get the lamb. You know, kind of. I'm sure he was chewing him out a little bit for letting the lamb go, but just an absolute hysterical story. But anyway, coming up in the next hour, we've got some, Bob's going to give us a little Irish man law. We've got Don from the Honey Creek Inn. Bob's going to give us a little healthy grilling. We're going to be going out and seeing Marianne Reagan from Fenian's Pub and Brad the Builder. So we got a lot ahead of us, so stay tuned.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.